From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Phil Latzman. The man charged with overseeing elections in Florida got an earful from state senators yesterday in Tallahassee over the state's voting trouble. Secretary of State Ken Dantzner says most of Florida's 67 counties performed well during the general election. But as Gina Jordan reports from the Capitol, Dantzner will begin an investigation next week in five counties, including the three largest in South Florida.
Ken Dantzner told the Senate Ethics and Elections Committee that Floridians cast nearly 8.5 million votes.
More people voted early and absentee than voted on Election Day, the first time in history.
The biggest complaint came from voters who spent hours waiting in line. Orlando Senator Andy Gardner wants to know why the wait was so long in some places.
Is it the number of locations? Because it's my understanding that they did not use the, they were authorized for a certain number of locations. They didn't even use them.
Yes, sir.
Miami Senator Miguel Diaz de la Portilla said the supervisor of elections in Miami-Dade could have opened additional early voting sites.
So that supervisor of election chose to open 20 sites out of a potential at least 83, 84, or 85 early voting sites, right?
Yes, sir.
Dantzner will lead a fact-finding trip to five county elections offices next week in Palm Beach, Lee, St. Lucie, Broward, and Miami-Dade. The outcome of the investigation will be sent to Governor Rick Scott in January. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.
The World Society for the Protection of Animals is hosting its first global symposium this week in Miami. And Florida is one of the hot spots for debris and trash that's taking a toll on marine life, especially endangered species. Reporter Patricia Sagastume tells us more.
Crab traps like this one are attached to buoys by long lines of rope. The same goes for lobster traps. Boat-based rigging, lines used to secure nets, along with plastic, packing bands, and nylon fishing lines all have been found entangled around marine life. Christy Hudak is a biologist from the Provincetown Center for Coastal Studies in Massachusetts. They study animals entangled along Florida's shores. Some of them survive, and others aren't so lucky. One way to lessen the problem would be to make fishing lines stiffer to prevent coiling.
That's where manatees are becoming entangled. They run into the line, they panic, roll into the line, and then they become entangled.
A lot of fishers, such as the crab and lobster industries, use the same plastic rope that often entangles endangered species such as sea turtles, dolphins, and manatees. Efforts to trace where the entanglements originate is the next step. Tom Matthews is a biologist with the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. He says the stakes are high for marine life and our local economy.
Even the loss of one dolphin in some of these areas where it's a small population, like Biscayne Bay, if we lose one of these animals, the Endangered Species Act might shut down the entire fishery. So that's the big hammer over everybody's head.
The conference concludes Thursday. I'm Patricia Sagastume in Miami.
And we are planning special coverage of Art Basel Miami Beach this week. We need your help. Follow us on Twitter at WLRN and use the call sign at WLRN to describe what you see. And from the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.